Praise God. Lord, thank you, men, for sacrificing and keeping up the protocol that I try to set for ministry as an apostle of Jesus Christ, that we're not going to let them drag us to dress any kind of way and come and worship God that's not proper. And I'm training, so these men here are doing a tremendous job. You sometimes have visitors may come and new people. I don't say nothing to them. I just let them go ahead on. If they stay around long enough and build enough respect, they will do what they need to do. It doesn't matter what other people are doing. I know from all of my years of serving God, we need to have some type of respect, and you know, just like no basketball players and stuff, and just come any kind of way. And so I thank the men for being faithful to that calling that we have on our line. I'm going to read a letter because I'm still teaching on healing and health. Been doing that for years, and I'm getting reports in from some real serious cases. On December 31st, 2023, I began to bleed heavily from my left breast. I had hid the extent of a medical condition from my husband and family members. We've been following your ministry for more than 20 years. I'm 71 and my husband is 70. You started teaching on health and nutrition, and for the last few years, I started to pay close attention. My husband wanted me to go to the doctor, but I had a fear of being admitted to a hospital. I woke my husband up to rush me to the hospital. The diagnosis was breast tumor, metastasis. M-E-T-A-S-T-A-T-I-C. That means a spread of cancer. Metastatic lesion to the lung and metastatic lesion to the spine. Metastatic lesion to lymph node. After the doctor read off the diagnosis, I said out loud, "All is well." My husband's sisters and friends all heard of the diagnosis and were shaken. I continued to say, "All is well." I listen to your message day and night. I have them in my ear while walking around the track. When we travel, we have Apostle Thompson and the message from God with us. While on vacation in May, I received this email from my cardiologist office. I attach it along with the results. The reading for present of tumor was 55 to 73 in January and is now 000. They are amazed. I know that God did it. God healed me. Apostle Thomas, for over 5 years, I have followed every instruction. 5 years. I have followed every instruction that you have given me. I want you to know that I'm alive today because God put you in our lives. My husband will write his testimony soon. He is also a miracle. Our daughter has seen firsthand also the healing power of God. We love you, Apostle Thompson, and thank you for your obedience to God. Glory to God. Now, you that don't call names is from Alabama. I got another more than one letter on my death. I'm going to begin to read them out because I want them on tape that people can hear, give them encouragement. We're not just talking, and we're giving God the glory. You understand that? We're not. Come on, lift your hand. Give God the glory. And same thing. It doesn't matter what the disease is. God has no respect for disease. And so let's go to work tonight. Let's listen to what the Word of God is saying here about this thing and get closer into revelation knowledge of our health. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for my brother and sister here. Give their testimony. There's many online that more testimony got to come, testimonies in this ministry. We thank you for it and we praise you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Open your Bible to 2 Corinthians for a minute, chapter 10. We'll take up removing health blocking stronghold. Stronghold is plural. Removing health blocking stronghold. Now notice where you're talking about removing them from, out of your soul. Not so much out of your body, out of your soul. I want you to remember that, out of your soul. Now in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, the Apostle Paul, beginning in the third verse, said, "For though we walk in the flesh," you see that? Yes. You see that? I heard one person ask me, Freddie. You see that?
Yes, sir.
"For though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh." So if you try to deal with sickness and disease just in the flesh, you're wasting your time.
Yes, sir.
It's a spiritual attack, and it starts in your soul.
Yes, sir.
All right? Now, Paul gives us a solution here by telling us in the fourth verse, we have to understand this. We're not in a flesh, but a war. It's a spiritual war.
Yes, sir.
Here he says, "For the weapons," plural, you notice that? "Of our warfare are not carnal." That's carnal. Carnality is another emphasis on flesh. "But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds," H-O-L-D-S. So now, many of us have been dealing with sickness and disease for a long time. Our family members have been dealing with it, especially church folks. Go to church. Love God, take communion, you know what I'm saying? Sing praises, spend an hour in praying in the spirit, sometime longer than that. But these strongholds had to be pulled down, okay? Then it goes on to tell us, Father, not only strongholds had to be dealt with, but imagination. Then the fifth verse, see, casting down, pulling down, casting down. Say, pulling down,
pulling down.
Casting down.
Yes.
And now we understand that we're functioning in the spirit realm. We're not just medically or normally, as Christians, should be dealing with things from a medical point of view without establishing our faith in God who made us, who knew all about us, and who never can be, thank you, Holy Spirit, listen to this, who never can be overruled by anything. Our God can never be shut down. Our God can never be turned down. When he decides to do something, everybody, everything has to move out of his way. I think we ought to give God glory there. What a powerful God we serve, that once we give him enough evidence of faith, he's unstoppable and unconquerable. But he has to have somebody operating in faith or he'll be out of order. If God don't have faith from you, he is out of order trying to help you. Satan will call his hand, say, "She don't believe, he don't believe." Are you following me? So cast not imagination, verse 5, every high thing that exalts, and nobody does. Notice what it does. Exalt itself against what?
The knowledge.
The knowledge of God. The knowledge of God is, no matter what attack my body, God said, "I'm healed."
Yes.
You remember what that lady kept hollering?
Yes.
On that letter? All is well.
Yes.
Now she had to say that in front of all her family members. But they might not have caught on like she had caught on, her children. But she kept saying, "I bet you believe now." I bet they all were out in the house. All is well. But that's what got to happen. That's what we're here for, all right? So you can't let what other people think hold you back when you trust in God. All right. Verse 5 says, can not imagine imagination. And notice imagination is plural. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in the readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Now, you know what Isaiah 1:19 says, right? If you're willing and obedient. Now, if you don't have revelation, you can't be willing. And you can't be obedient. That means you can't eat the good of the land. So that's why we am to teach you things that you can use, whatever you may be dealing with now. You need to start decreeing all is well. Because God said so. All right, now, I want to take it, go to Mark chapter 11. Then I'll start giving some points I want you to write down so you can have them. Mark chapter 11. Removing health blocking strongholds out of your soul.
Yes, sir.
I didn't say your body, I said out of your soul. You see what happened? We're dealing with our bodies, but our soul actually is the one that Satan is using to hold things in our body. He uses our imagination. He uses our mind. He's using our conscience. You see what I'm saying? We got to pray long enough and study long enough to get in the spirit. Once we get in the spirit, our spirituality, oh, I wish you would hear me, is higher than Satan. Satan can't pray. But I can. Satan can't say he's a son of God. But I can. Satan can't say he's in the family. But I am. Are you following what I'm saying? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. These things should become interesting to you. You ought to be excited about these things, your position with God. I know, according to Ephesians 4:11-16, the church at large have been robbed of this by not having enough revelation. And when you don't have enough revelation, you don't have enough reverence. When you don't have enough reverence, means you don't have enough respect for God, even though you love Him. But when you start seeing God out of revelation and insight and illumination, you start seeing different. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The answers of God's word give us light. You see, you sit long enough to bypass your religious choking. You've been loving God, but there's a state of enlightenment. I like excitement. But I like to be excited after I'm enlightened. So, because the excitement is going to stay here, but the enlightenment is going to be with me the rest of my life. Are you following me?
Yes,
now, what we're about to read now, I'm going to say some things about it right after. And I want you to put down and meditate. There in Mark chapter 11, you turn there.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So once we get the strongholds and imagination and the high thing out of our soul, our body will be then ready to receive. That's the way you're blocking it. You listen to me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Mark chapter 11. I want you to see this because this is one of the things that we want to show you. Mark chapter 11, verse 11. And Jesus entered in who? Entered into Jerusalem and into the temple, and when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the evening time has come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Now, I'm going to use the revelation of this fig tree, which is unproductive, to parallel to your body with some type of sickness and disease. and causing that body at that point to be unproductive. What must we do about an unproductive, sick body? Same thing Jesus did with this tree. He crushed it to the root.
Right.
You crush sickness and disease at the root, and don't let it talk to you no more. I don't care how you feel. Care what nobody else says. Something gonna come on TV or somebody gonna start talking about it to bring it up to your mind. That's Satan's world, you see. Now watch what he did. Seeing a fig tree afore all, having leave, he came. Happily he might find anything thereon. When he came to it, he found nothing but leave, for the time of fig was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter, forever. And the disciple heard it, but he cursed it.
Yeah.
So when I was meditating, I found out you can curse disease like that.
Yeah.
He cursed it, and he cursed it, he cursed it, and then I want you to understand, hallelujah. When you're talking about your health, when you listen to a message like this, you get excited and talk about your health. It may not leave tomorrow. You may not feel no different, see no different, but you know different. You travel. You travel with your body. You travel with your knowledge. See, you're not. It's the knowledge, spiritual knowledge, is what's going to change your body. Now, talk about Ezekiel. Can these dry bones live? Well, they need to be prophesied to them. They need to hear something to bring them alive. So you can't go by your feeling. You understand? Fig tree not dried up yet. He spoke to it. The tree looking back at him saying, you ain't talking to me. See, that tree didn't just dry up when he spoke to it. But then we come back in the verse 20 now. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree that looked like nothing happened to it. Listen to what it said about it. Dried up from the root.
Yes.
Could it be tonight that the Holy Spirit is working on the root and you looking at the leaf? Could it be that sickness and disease, whatever it is on your body, acting up as if it's still alive, but it's dying at the root? Could it be we've been being disturbed by what we feel and what we see beyond by what we know?
Yeah.
But could it be if we turn around tonight and start operating from what we know?
Yeah.
Not what we feel, not what it looked like, but what we know. What we know will always whip what you feel. It will always whip what it looked like. Come on, class. I throw my hand up. I'm guilty. But not after tonight. I heard what that woman said with all them cancer cells running through her body. She said, all is well. Say it. I can't hear you. Symptoms must not overrule revelation. Sit down and write it down. Symptoms must never overrule revelation. You are a revelation person.
Yes.
You live by revelation. See? So I know them boys were hunching the ear, ain't nothing happened to that tree. Go back. Jesus spoke to the tree. Ain't nothing happened to that tree. Look at that tree still looking at us like that. See, but Jesus, they're talking to the surface.
Right.
He's talking to the root.
Right. Yes, sir.
Now that tree started dying as soon as Jesus spoke to it. Now, catch on to what we're about to see here. We're talking about removing health blocking stronghold out of your soul. When the Spirit of God said to me that, I knew it was apostolic. Because I've read thousands of books. I got 4 or 5 libraries in my home. I've been reading for 50-something years. And I never read up on this. I was sitting praying. He spoke this to me. And I said, if I can get the body of Christ to see that there are health blocking strongholds in their soul, it's really not their body. It's their soul. Their body ready to go. Go free because but he said, beloved, I wish above all, then you prosper and be in health, even as your soul. You know what he didn't say? As your body prosper. Third John 2. Yes. Even as your soul prosper. So if we can remove these strongholds and these imaginations, huh? And these feelings, and that woman numbered way up, wasn't it? And she got back 0, 0, 0. She had got them strongholds out of soul. All right, now. And in the morning, look at verse 20. In the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the root. See that? And Peter called them to remember and said to him, Master, behold, a fig tree, which thou cursed, is withered away. Well, Jesus didn't get excited. As far as he's concerned, it started drying up as soon as he spoke to her. You understand? But here's what I want to tell you. I want to start writing notes now because I'm going to read a little more down here. Some of my favorite verses. My faith is my health weapon, shutting down sickness and disease. Yes, sir. My faith is my health weapon, shutting down sickness and disease. Just like Jesus shut that tree down. The self-same anointing is on me to shut anything that is not producing right in my life. I can shut it down. Three enemies of my health must be dealt with by the weapon of faith and truth. The weapon of faith and truth. Three enemies of my health must be dealt with by the weapon of faith and truth. Jesus used his faith as a weapon. And gave you the same thing. Here's those three. Here's the three things. Three enemies. Strongholds. Imagination. And high things we read about in 2 Corinthians 10. Those three. Got to be dealt with. Pulling down the stronghold. Casting down the imagination. And releasing the knowledge of God. He's my help. He's my help. All right. Now, Jesus teaches one of the highest lessons on faith. And here we're talking about faith as a weapon to be used for our health. Jesus teaches one of the highest lessons on faith in this chapter. The 23rd verse, he said, you must talk faith. Speak it. Say it. Say it if you don't feel it. Say it if you don't see it. Say it because you know it. Now it's not, my brothers and sisters, not the easiest thing to do. Because your body will start talking loud to you. Then the report, like it would turn red and go to flashing at you. But you got to continue looking at it and say, all is well.
All is well.
Trust in God.
Trust
in God. God can't fail.
God can't fail.
And my faith can't fail.
My
faith in a God that can't fail. So now Mark 11:23 ought to enable you to stand your ground no matter how long you've been losing. Verily I say unto you that whosoever, that's me,
that's
shall say unto this, now it don't have to be a mountain. It could be a sickness and disease. It could be cancer. It could be arthritis. It could be whatever it is. Whoever say so, say something to it. What you say? Be thou removed. Leave my body. Be thou cast in the sea. And shall not doubt in his heart. But shall believe that those things what she said has come to pass. Jesus said, it's in red in my Bible. He or she shall have. So what are you saying about it? Oh, I'm not talking about your little prayer hour. I'm talking about the next 32 hours. What are you saying about it? All of us in here are guilty. I don't care how spiritual you think you are, including me. Sometimes I got to catch myself. What are you saying? What are you agreeing with? Don't feel bad about it. Get glad about it. Now you know what to do with it. Yeah, because you do all that praying, and then I'm going to say it like we're talking about all of it, then do some stupid saying. Oh, I don't feel too good today. I believe I said that yesterday. I got to get on up. Get your tail up. You got to get up. Get up. He said all the whole crazy stuff. But that come on, who with me now? Yeah. Now? I know y'all don't never say nothing negative. I know y'all say, I got it. Hallelujah. It's the best day of my life. No, we ain't going to lie, man. You can't. You should know the truth. The truth sets you free. All of us at some time say something stupid, especially in our privacy, you know. We get out here now, we're all spiritual. I mean, we got, should not doubt in his heart. So, the mountain that Jesus is talking about in 23 is not just a mountain, literally. It's talking about anything that builds up in your life that shouldn't be. You have the divine right to speak to it until they leave. Thank God for that. And then Jesus said, not only decreed and said and declared, but the 24th verse said, therefore I send you what things of you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you should have them. Now look at these two. Believe that you shall receive them. All right, that's one spot. And you shall have them. Put them two together. See, faith can put those two together. And so faith, believe and receive at the same time. Wow. Now, if the body tarry and if scenario tarry, don't worry about that. You're stronger than the body. Right. Hallelujah. And then watch the enemy, because when you're standing for something, he wants you in unforgiveness. Yeah. Wow. Unforgiveness contaminates your faith. And so Satan, I hear him hearing this now, Satan used unforgiveness as faith poison.
Wow.
I just heard it. Yeah, unforgiveness poison your faith. It make your faith ineffective. Your faith begin to get sick. And your faith begin to die. So how can your faith save your life when you killing your faith with unforgiveness? Satan, you, I just heard it, y'all. I just heard it. But I tell y'all, it's something not to forget. How many of y'all ever been in an unforgiving mood at one time or another? Yeah, all of us. That's right. Because you're human. Now, if y'all Jesus, I see you. But what I'm saying is, what we have caught here tonight, by the Holy Spirit saying that, unforgiveness is faith poison. I never heard that before, Ronald. And I'm thinking about some times I've poisoned my faith. I let somebody come along with something, couldn't do me nothing, but got disturbed, want to deal with them, blow your horn. Bruh! I like to ride on the back street. These people here get so crazy. Around this little thing, you come around, and for the red light, They try to jump ahead of you. They don't supposed to be ahead. They know it. Then after that, so they can't get ahead of you, so they get in the outside street. So I come on the back street and rest my day in praying tongues. Because I'm always driving a faster car. Now listen to me very carefully. Young man, listen to me very carefully. God put you in that position. He always puts you where you have the best. You give God your life, young man, totally. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You give God your life totally, you always going to have the best. But you got to test you first. Pass the test, man. Pass the test. But I like that now. I like that revelation about he used unforgiveness as poison. I've heard some of the greatest faith teachers of the world, but I never heard that unforgiveness is poison to your faith. How many of y'all have had some faith poisoning sometime? Yeah, I know it. I know it. Well, you didn't know it, but now you know it. All right, now. Should I give you? Keeping my mind renewed, not to block my faith health from flowing through my body, mind, and faith. Keeping my mind renewed, not to block my faith health. Faith health. You heard that? Say faith health.
Faith health.
From flowing through my body, mind, and faith. Now, very familiar scripture going to clarify that. Turn to Romans 12. Actually, 1, 2, 3. Romans 12, 1 through 3 is talking about how not to contaminate your faith. Talk about presenting your body, the first verse. And then the second verse talking about being not conformed to this world, but being transformed by the new mind and be proved with a good and accepted and perfect will of God. Now, what I want to show you that in verse 3, he's still talking about your mind contaminating your faith. Verse 3, your body can contaminate your faith. Your mind can contaminate your faith. You got to be in control of them. Look in verse 3, for I say through the grace given to me that to everyone that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Lord, think. Here we go. For I say through the grace given unto me. You got a grace. To every man that is among you not to think. See, think there? Of himself more highly than he ought to think. Huh? Think again. But to think soberly, according to God, have God to give to every man the measure of faith. How many of y'all see that?
Yes.
How many of y'all see that thinking got something to do with your faith?
Yes.
As a man thinketh in his heart, Scripture says, so is he. All right? Write this down. Putting health on, keeping sicknesses off. Now, not only putting down strongholds, but putting on the armor of God is important about your health. Stay dressed properly. Then Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, putting on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wall of the devil. Talks about the shield of faith, doesn't it? What did he say about the shield of faith? What did he say about the shield of faith? Ephesians 6. Go down there and look at it. What it does? Quenches all the fiery dots. Fiery dots of sickness and disease can be quenched by faith. Quenching all the fiery dots of the wicked one. You see that? Talks about wearing the helmet of salvation. Feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I'm going to put on the whole armor of God. Praying all with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. See. So not only do you pull on, but you wear. It's something you got to wear. It's a protected garment for your health. Is the armor of God. If Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. You see what I'm saying? My goodness. Now, I wrote this statement. We talk about removing health blocking strongholds out of your soul. Because you got to think about what 3 John said now. Look at 3 John 2. Look at it. Beloved, I wish you above all things you prosper and be in health even as your soul prosper. And then look again in Psalm 139:14 again. Because soul is mentioned there. He talks about my soul knows right well. So let me say it this way, and I'm talking about everybody. You can't afford to have a stupid soul. You have to educate your soul. And in Romans 12:2 told us how. Be not conformed into the world, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Look what it says, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, and that's for his children, according to this lesson we're teaching now, to walk in health. God wants you healthy. What I said? God wants me healthy. But how can I say this, Lord? Well, I'll get to it. Let me get to it. Let me show you what happened here. I need to show you this. Turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 12. And I'm going to say something. I know it upset you all. And I know what I'm saying. And I have enough sense to use every aspect I need to use to fight. Y'all can read. I guess we got to read on and see what happened to him. Well, he died. What?
Yes, sir.
You say he died?
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
Oh, what? Feet disease? What?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Now. Now, the woman with the issue of blood, she didn't know Jesus. And she went through a lot of stuff that she didn't have to go through had she known him. Now, the church is backwards. They know him. But society and the system has put him second. I'm really not talking against nobody. But I'm talking about things that have set us against the truth. I'm talking about cases that have been lost, shouldn't have been lost. Let me back up and catch what happened here so you can see what we're talking about. How far I got to go? Somebody find it. How far? In 2 Chronicles? Tell us enough about the story that we can get a clear shot of it. Huh? Verse what? 16:10? 2 Chronicles. Come on, because I want everybody to see it, that I'm not putting anybody down, but I am putting everybody in their place.
Yes. Yes, sir.
As an apostle of Jesus Christ,
yes,
I'm saying to the church, you're stronger than you have been.
Yes.
But you got to have the wisdom of God. You got to have the trust in God. And you got to slow up a little bit. We create too many emergencies. Most of us didn't have no emergency. We made it an emergency. Now, you got an emergency, you can't breathe, you can't come, get in the car, let's go, vroom, and you get a sister. But if you got time to think about it, you should ask God something. When man's word become more stronger to you than God's word, you're going to do some stupid things. You're not going to know you're doing it. Because you're saying, I'm smart. I'm smarter than the apostle. And yes, I got to take care of myself. And you know what I won't say? Jackass. That's just, I can't find no better word. Lord. You know, crossbreed. Because if God wants you to do that, he's going to tell you to do that. He'll call that doctor's name. Said, let Doc do this. Woo! Then boy, you got God that told you, go ahead and let it be done. You know you're all right.
Yes.
See, so we're not putting anybody down. But everybody gotta get in their place. God first. Because once God got it, he can cut wrong if he wants. God going to straighten it out. But I won't just go with his hand. I will go with their hand. Like God's hand on top of his hand or her hand. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
I got to read this. I got my clothes in a minute. Where I'm at, Freddie, 10?
Yes, sir.
All right, verse 7, 12, 16. Let me get to it. Look at this. 12, 16. 16, huh? 16, 10. All right. There you got it, huh? Then Esau was wrought with the seer. See, he's all, and put him in prison house, for he was enraged with him because of this thing. And Esau pressed some of the people at the same time. Go to the next verse. And behold, the act of Esau, first and last, lo, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. All right, keep going. And Esau, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased. He got all hot, you see. And so he got disease in his feet. He hot, he had misusing people, until his disease was exceedingly great. And yet, in his disease, he sought not the Lord. He sought not. Now, I ain't talking about that. Lord, you take him in Jesus' name. And you good God. And I praise you. No, no. Let me give you some instruction. Because if there's somebody just want to operate, I'm going to let you know. Most of the time, you don't need no operation. Oh, Lord. Up here by myself now. Cha, 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 ya, ya. Come on, Holy Ghost. Help me here now. You got me out in these bushes, Holy Ghost, by myself. I feel mosquitoes biting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You do what you have to do. If you got to go, you go. But have the Lord's concern with you, the Lord's wisdom with you. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you're guilty because you went and got some procedure done, but don't go stupidly and get something done. And then you're looking for mercy and grace, but you didn't ask for revelation and enlightenment. How many want to know the whole truth? And by not a woman with the issue of blood, now in the 5th chapter of Mark, she went through many things, but the woman didn't know no better. When she heard about Jesus, when she heard now, and It seemed like she had got many hopeless cases. Can't do nothing for you. Can't do nothing for you. Can't do nothing for you. Everything getting worse. But the Bible, the Lord just wants to see that. Everything worse. Nobody got an answer. Here come Jesus.
Yes.
Everybody say, here come Jesus.
Here
come
Jesus.
You ain't saying nothing, girl. Say, here come Jesus.
Here come.
I'm looking at her. She's sitting up there all pretty like, look. Here come Jesus. Come. No, Jesus will do it, you see. And what I want this ministry is trained to do it the right way. I have no problem with procedures and stuff like that, but I don't want you putting procedures before prayer. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Let me give you this prophecy that you can have it. I'm going to do a part three on this, I know. Lord, give me utterance, unction, and understanding that your power of healing and health may be uncovered. Pure, healthy life, but resurrected in the body of Christ, giving glory to your name and goodness. Thank you for unfolding the mystery of your health to us and empowering all your children to walk deeper into what you have already paid for. Health triumph is beginning to flow by enlightenment, empowerment, obedience, and faith. No one will fail or fail to get their health because we all are fighting by faith that cannot fail. Hallelujah.
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 And his last statement said, may you be wrapped in the health seal of faith and understanding.